But if he knows, no Muslim who believes in Allah on the last day is expected to mock somebody who practices Islam. So there are a lot of things. Go and read the Mukhtasar of Al-Imam Khalil. There are so many things that somebody who says he's a Muslim will do, and then the ulama will say he's no longer a Muslim. It's ridda. So, this one says, is it possible for the position of Qibla to be different in the same community? It is very possible. It is very possible. Because as you move from one place to the other, the Kaaba is on a particular spot. So as you move from one place to the other, of course the direction changes. If you are in Mecca, you see that clearly. You see that around the mosque, the tiles that they laid are facing the Kaaba. And you see that they move like this. So the position changes as you move. You are here, you're facing this way. The brother over here will be facing this way. You see it clearly in the Kaaba. And then the brother on the other side will be facing you directly. So you pray in the Kaaba and you find that you're praying behind the same imam. Some persons praying behind the imam are facing the imam, are standing face to face with the imam. Yet they are praying behind him. So of course it changes. But if you are outside Mecca, just save yourself the trouble. Once you are facing Mecca, you are facing the Qibla. You don't have to get the Kaaba as a spot. It's very difficult to do that. And ما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. So just face Mecca. This one says, may Almighty Allah reward you abundantly. Ameen. Please, Ma'alam, what can you say concerning jihad in the present state of the Ummah? Ameen Qital, for the sake of Allah. Jihad is always compulsory on the Muslim Ummah till the end of time. Always it will be compulsory until there is no kafir on earth or there is no land in which kufr supersedes. It will always be muhkam. Like an alim in Medina said, who are aslam min usul al-deen. So there is no time it will be invalid. There is no time it will be abrogated. Because who are aslam min usul al-deen. It is one of the pillars of the deen on which the deen stands. Can I marry my cousin if she is from my mother or father's side? If she is your cousin, you can marry her. Simple. I'd wanted to quote the ayah in Surah An-Nisa that says, women you can't marry. But we don't have that time now. But you can marry your cousin, whichever side she comes from. This one says, may Allah increase you in iman. Ameen, ameen, ameen. I have a mother who insists that I shave or reduce my beard. She also says that I must go on my knees when greeting the elders. She claims bowing when greeting is not an act of kufr. She gets very angry over these issues. Find very soothing words to tell her, but do not offend, do not sin against Allah because you want to please her. Okay? What is it the Quran says? وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. And then the hadith says, لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. The qissa of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas shows that he disobeyed his mother when she asked him to go against the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I would want to know, or he is a revert, and he would want to know if I am praying with an, if he is praying with an imam who prays at a very fast pace, what should he do? It depends on how fast the imam is. If he is so fast, that he does not observe what he compulsorily should observe, then he should stop praying behind such an imam, because the salah is invalid. If he's so fast that, for instance, he does not get to recite the whole of Fatiha before he goes for ruku, then of course that salah is invalid. Okay? If he's so fast that when he goes for ruku, he does not stay such that he will be able to say at least Subbuhun Quddusur Rabbul Malaikati Ruh, so that he does not attain any form of tranquility before he rises. He does not get balanced in the position of ruku before he rises from ruku. If he is so fast, then his salah is invalid, because at-tama'nina in ruku and sujood are compulsory. And when he rises from ruku to get the tama'nina before he goes for sujood, all these are compulsory. If he's so fast that he does not get any of these, then of course the salah is invalid and you shouldn't pray behind such a person. Secondly, he would want to know the relationship between Sharia law and the common and the Ten Commandments in the Bible. The Ten Commandments in the Bible tally with what we are told was given to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So that's the relationship between the Sharia and those. But if you are Muslim, whatever you are going to adhere to should be that in the Quran, because that is what was sent to you. Ya ayyuha alladhina aminu billahi wa rasulihi wal kitab alladhi nazzala ala rasulih. Allah says, believe in Allah, believe in His Messenger and the book that He revealed to His Messenger, to the end of the ayah. So that is the one that we should believe in. That's the one that we should hold on to. So if we check the Quran and anything in the Bible tallies with it, it's fine. If it does not, oho, it's the Quran we know and the Sunnah. Do we understand? If a woman died while she was pregnant, how will she be judged in front of Allah on the day of resurrection? How will such a woman be buried? Of course, if it is ascertained that if she dies while pregnant, it's very difficult for the child to survive. If, however, there is any doctor who is able to find through some means that the child is still alive, then the child will be removed. That is if, of course, the child has reached such a stage that it will be a human being. In Islam, from 6 months. Do we understand? So it can be removed and then it will be nurtured as children should be nurtured. Allah will give it life and it will survive, if that's what Allah decreed. Do we understand? But if the pregnancy was 4 months, 3 months and the rest, that one, don't contemplate doing that. Just bury the wife with the woman with her pregnancy. If, however, the pregnancy was 9 months old, before she could give birth, she died, and it's been ascertained that the child is dead, bury her with the child. That's how she would be buried. Okay? How will she be judged in front of Allah? Of course, with what she did. Her actions, what she did to worship Allah or to sin against Allah, whatever she did, that's what she will be judged with. Okay? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. So that's what Allah does. He does not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge people in with justice. He is never unjust in his judgment. So whatever you did, no matter how small, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it. And of course, the other side, if it's bad, he will punish you for it unless you repented, or unless it pleases him to forgive you. Is there a ruling on barbing the skull? That is, barbing the hair completely without leaving a sign of hair on the head. As far as I know, I do not know any text of the Sharia that goes against that. You can shave your hair anytime you please. If that is what is convenient for you, you shave. If you prefer to just clip, you do so, or to barb. Whatever is convenient for you, you do. But if you are shaving or barbing your hair, you must not shave or cut one side and leave the other. You must do it level, so that if you are cutting, you cut them, you make it level, all your head altogether, so that you don't cut one side and leave the other side. This is haram in Islam. If you're shaving, shave the whole of the hair. You don't shave one side and leave the other. Wallahu alam. This one says, may Allah accept our ibadah. How can someone beautify his beard? Well, if your hair has started graying, then you can apply henna so that you dye it, and then it's going to change to a color that is between pink and red, something like that. Huh? So you can do that to your beard. But if it has not started graying, you can apply zaytun or any cream that will soften it or give it a shine, it's okay. But don't change the texture of the hair. That is something you shouldn't do. And of course, you regularly comb it as much as you can. Or what do you mean by beautifying? Clipping? No, you don't clip. Is it the same dua ul-istiftah we do in compulsory prayers that we would also do in nafila? No, there are differences. The ones you do in as-salawat al-maktubat or al-maktuba are mainly subhanallah, I've forgotten it now. Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayai to the end. The second one is سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله جدك ولا إله غيرك ولا إله غيرك. That's the second one. These are the ones that he was known to have said in the five compulsory salawat. And the nawafil, he said the others. وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض to the end. Or you could say, which is the other one? Huh? Don't you know any other one? Allahumma rabba Jibra'il wa Mika'il wa Israfil, and so on. There are so many of those. You go and read Sifatu Salatin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. You'll see them there. Alhamdulillah. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us successful in our various and different examinations. You in your examinations and me in mine. Huh? Okay. So may I succeed in my examination and may you succeed in yours. Yours is the one you're writing here in school. Mine is the one I want to take to Lahira. Huh? You already said Ameen now. Okay, may Allah forgive all of us. I pray that you be successful in these exams and you be successful in my own exams too. Huh? Uh-huh. So, but don't cheat, no exam malpractices. Just pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray that Allah will be behind you. And whatever certificates you obtain here, we pray that it will be useful to you here on earth and in the Akhirah, inshaAllah, and to the entire Muslim Ummah. Until we come back, I say Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.